Peace and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ with you, brothers and sisters. Such a joy to be with you today, worship the Lord together in this Sunday, and be together in His presence, and listen to His Word, and put this Word to practice for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Please, before we go to dig in the Word of God, let us pray first. Glorious Father, King of the ages, thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives, for the joy, the love that we have, even when the circumstances are hard. Thank you for the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our King. As we are about to read your word, Lord, and study your word, be with us, teach us, instruct us, lead us, strengthen us. Give us the power to not only hear, but also to put it in practice, to be doers of your word. May I be an instrument and an instrument alone, just a voice used by you. May no man be glorified, but only Jesus Christ. We give you glory and honor in all and through all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you know, this is a hard time for everyone in this time of pandemic. And even if my message is very connected to the current situation, I don't think I should spend much time trying to explain or describe the current situation, because it has been done in the past weeks and you have heard many sermons. You already have a very good idea of the current situation from news and other things. So we know that this is an unprecedented time. It's a time that we have never lived before. It's a hard time. It's unknown to us. Almost no one of us in our lifetime have experienced anything like this. So we were caught in shock, and the consequences definitely have been devastating. So it's a hard time in different levels, as well for us as a church, as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters, as one family, being limited to meet each other and have physical time together as meeting in one place is definitely hard. But let's see what the Word of God has for us in this time, and what God expects from us. We'll be reading from Revelation, from the last book of the Bible, from Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, where the Word of God says, "I, John, your brother and companion in the sufferings and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, 'Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches.'" And then it mentions the seven churches and then goes on explaining then what he's going to see and what he's going to hear. The Lord really put this passage in my heart as I was reading a couple of weeks ago the book of Revelation, and just the life of the Apostle John. I think it's something for us to see as an example and see his life, not only what he's saying, but also what he's doing and where he is. It's very important. So John the Apostle, he is in the island of Patmos. He is a prisoner there because of the gospel, as he himself says. So he's being persecuted because of the gospel, and he is in isolation. Few people are there, but you don't have much contact with the outside world. And of course, this was chosen particularly as a prison because of the isolation and the hardship to escape and so forth. So what do we learn from his life right now, and how does that relate to us? Obviously, his condition It's much, much harder than ours. Even if we have been in curfew, in lockdown, in isolation for a long time, still we are in our homes. We have hot shower. We have contact with our dear ones in our family, and we have continued food. We can go out to buy food or order food, and we have a lot of commodities, which are a blessing from the Lord. But John the Apostle has none of those. So not only the material situation, but also, of course, his pain and the spiritual condition would be much harder to face something like that. So even if his situation is much, much harder than ours, we still can learn a lot of things from his life and from his isolation, even if in a different context. But the principles, a lot of the principles, are the same in such a times when we have isolations or times that we have to stay in one place for a long time and little contact with people. I believe John the Apostle is a great example for us in such a time. And our time right now, as we said, we have had to stay home for a long time, and a lot of people maybe in our countries have died and have gotten infected from the virus in this time of pandemic, and some of them have had more symptoms and a harder time, and some have passed with mild symptoms and have passed this easier. Praise God for that. But definitely it has been a hard time for us. But my question would be, in the light of what John the Apostle is doing in his life, what are we doing in this time? Two are the choices in either one. Two are the choices. Or we will complain for our condition and just lose the joy, the peace, we'll be worried, we'll stay in a condition of uncertainty, and we'll just complain, why am I in this situation, why is this not being resolved, why is this not ending, why is not God intervening, and so forth. And then watching the news continually, it just makes things worse, because the news right now, it has a tendency, the news in our time have a tendency of only giving bad news. So my actually first advice would be to each one of us to watch less news as possible. It's good to watch some news and be informed and know what's going on and know how to pray, but not overdo it, because as we said, it's filled with bad news. We should read more, rather, different kind of news in the Word of God. And this is filled with good news. It does have some bad news, but the bad news help us and is filled with the good news. And mainly with the good news, the gospel, which is, that's actually the meaning of the gospel, the good news. And the gospel as a whole. So we should read more the scriptures at this time rather than watching the news. But let's get back to that. So how we use our time, it's in one position or in a complaining, non-content, desperate, losing the joy situation, or in a situation that we are truly seeking God, reading the Word of God, praying, trying to the best of our abilities, and with technology this is very possible, be in contact with people, be in encouragement, be in fellowship with our brothers and sisters, and then also evangelize, be a voice to those which have no voice, be a hope to those who have no hope, and encourage those which really need that, don't have hope right now, because they don't truly know God, which is which is an unchangeable, it's an unchangeable hope, not based in situations or conditions or the things that we have, but He is beyond all those things. So there are a lot of things that we can do. It. That's why we can learn from John the Apostle, because he is doing those things. As we said, he is in a much harder situation than us. He's having a much harder exam than ours. So if we call our life and our journey and our spiritual life as a school of the Holy Spirit, and hard times sometimes are as a test, not that God brings those things particularly, but when those things come in the course of life, may they be by our choices or the circumstances around us, it's a test for us in what we do. So the test of John the Apostle is even much harder than us, but it seems he's passing that test by the grace and the help of God very, very good. So what he is doing, he says that he is in this island, and because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, and on the Lord's day, so on a Sunday like this, like we are gathering, on the Lord's day, he was in the Spirit. He was not losing his time. He was not complaining. He was not wandering around, but he was in the Spirit. He was seeking God. He was seeking comfort in God and seeking the presence of God, the face of God. He was having a close relationship with God, and the only one who can truly help us in the middle of the storm with peace in us and through and out of the storm. So he was spending time with God. How precious. What an example. And that's what we should be doing. And as he was in the Spirit, then he heard something. So the example is, spend time with God. This is a hard time, but it is also an opportunity, like never before, to give even more time to God. Be even more committed. Spend more time in prayer, in our spiritual discipline. Read more the Word of God. Read more books as testimonies and biographies and encouragements. Being prepared for the times that we're going through and the times that are coming ahead. So just speak to God. Speak about this situation. Intercede about this situation. Intercede for others. And also, the most important, listen from God. In different ways as the Lord speaks, but listen from Him. May that be an inward voice in your heart. May that be a thought in your mind, an impression that you know that it can be from you and you have peace in your heart. May that be from a Bible verse or a text that really stucks to you in your mind. May that be from a word from someone who encourages you. Different ways that the Lord speaks to us. But listen from the Lord, because listening from God is the most important thing. Of course, as I said, it's good to listen to some news. It's good to listen to the experts. What are they saying on the situation? But the most important thing, it's about listening to God, who knows the past, the present, and the future, who knows everything, and who has something more important to tell us than just the medical condition, as important even as that may be. So listening from God. What are we doing in this time of the school of the Holy Spirit in our life? And yes, this is a pandemic, and this is a hard time, and we're going through this deserted place, but there are other situations in our lives that we might feel like that, like in a deserted position, a place, as alone, isolated, as hopeless, as we're not receiving an answer from God, we're not receiving a solution, as we're hurt. And it might be even right now, and even worse with the pandemic, or you might pass something like that, or maybe you will pass, But I do want you to receive that as a deserted place also, that metaphor, a desert, an isolated place, and a place that we feel broken and alone. I want you to receive this word also for those situations, when we're going through those things, those hardships. What do we do? How do we react? What is our position? How do we spend our time in those times? Those are very important questions. Knowing that nothing and no one around us can truly resolve some things. Only the God Almighty. As the disciples were in the boat and in the storm, there was nothing they could do, absolutely nothing. And they were crying to Jesus. They were crying to the Lord and then saying, "Save us." And even if it physically appearing that, hey, Jesus is sleeping, he has peace, and he knows that he has the power to calm the storm. So he calms the storm, and God can calm the storm in a moment. Just in an instant, God can change everything. And I've cried many times in my life, "Lord, get me out of this misery, get me out of this pain, get me out of this disease, get me out of this hard situation, get me hard out of this challenge, get me out of this trial, get me out of this deserted place. I wanna enjoy water again. I wanna be back. Get me out, Lord." And I was still going through that, but the Lord was not getting me out. The Lord could have gotten me out in a second, but he is more interested in what is happening in us. He wants to do something in us that will prepare us for the next steps, for the next exams, for the next challenges of life. And the Lord will surely take us through the fire, through the water. He'll take us to the other side, through the deserted place. He will be with us. And even if he doesn't take us out from there, he will be with us in the midst of it all. But the point is what happens in us, inside us. And that's the school of the Holy Spirit. Something that the Holy Spirit does that is extraordinary. And if he told us, if God has told us in the starting of this journey that we would go through particular things, as if we'd say second year or third year of a school, we would have never. But the point is, step by step, the Lord teaches us, helps us grow, strengthens us, makes us more mature, makes us more dependent on him, and we grow so much, and we learn so much. And not only what we do, but also what the Lord does and the need around us. So John the Apostle, in these times, in hard times, in the circumstances, which many might think his ministry is over, he's in prison, he's in isolation. What can he do from out there? He can't have much contact with the people outside. But prayer is a powerful tool. The relationship with God is a powerful tool. So he's praying, he's seeking God. And when we seek him, the Lord reveals himself to us. And he speaks to us. And that's what he's doing in the life of John the Apostle. And that's what we should seek for us right now. We need a voice at this time. We need to speak in the lives of people. We need to speak because we, the church, we are the light. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We are the hope of the world. We are the ones which speak the word of God, which is beyond all these things. So we should be the voice of this time. We should be used to be the voice, the hands, the feet, the mind, and the heart of Christ at this time. As Jesus said, when you take care of one of these, those who are hungry, those who are sick, it's like you're doing it to me. So at this time, which the need is even much greater, this is the time for us to be even more at use. This is the time which the light shines even brighter. And that's what John the Apostle does. We have the book of Revelation because of his faithfulness. He was used by God, inspired by God, and given us the last book of the Bible, which the Bible, the Word of God, it's completed, it's finished. So our revelations, or if God gives us a word, are not addition to this word, but our specific words for specific times are just words that God gives us through our life, but no addition to the actual Word of God, which we have here and instructs us for many things and gives us everything we need for our spiritual life that we have. So let's see God. Let us receive a word and let's speak at this time that we are right now. Let's learn through the hardships and through the things that we're going through. Let's not lose the joy of the Lord. Let's not lose the peace of the Lord. And let's be the voice that we are needed to be right now. So I'll pass now the word to Pastor Martin for him to pray for us and really lead us in prayer and ask the Lord to put in practice this word. Because listening is not enough, but we have to be doers, the doers of the Word of God. So may the Lord use us and be with us and help each one of us today, for the next week, and for all during this trial that we're going through and after this. May God be glorified, and may God bless you all. Shalom.
Thank you so much for an inspiring message, Pastor Dardian. Very thought-provoking. That this is a great opportunity for us to seek God. God has given us a time and much space that we could seek His face, that we may hear from Him, that we may receive revelation from God Himself through the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that the Lord continues to speak to us. He speaks to us in many ways. The Bible says the nature and the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Obviously, God speaks to us through His Word, the Holy Bible, the Scriptures. He often speaks to me by dropping a thought in my heart by saying something like, "Wouldn't it be a good idea if?" And people often ask me, how do they know, or how do I know that God is speaking to me? Well, we have the Word of God to test everything, and the Bible instructs us to do so. And also, a good litmus test is that if it gives us peace, if it is good, if it is righteous, if it is holy, if it is trustworthy, if it is pleasing, these are testimonies and witnesses that it is God that is speaking. And God also tells us that He speaks to us through dreams and through visions and through prophecy and through many ways. And the Bible helps us by saying His sheep know His voice. So thank you, Pastor Dardian, for the wonderful encouragement. So let us pray. Almighty God, everlasting Father, Abba Father, Daddy, let us enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His glorious holy name. Through the blood of the eternal covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can now approach God's throne of grace with full confidence that now we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Remember, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, and because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. But take heart, for I have overcome the world, and I have told you all these things so that you may have peace. Give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds to mankind, for He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. For I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk. For to you I lift up my soul. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord God goes with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in my name, will teach you all things, and he will remind you of everything that I have said to you. He will convict the world of sin, concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You will never leave us or forsake us, that you're with us to the very end of the age. We thank you, O Lord God, for your precious promises in Christ Jesus, that they're all yes and amen. Protect us, keep us free from the virus, Lord. Help those that are struggling, help those that are infected, help those that are in isolation, and help us, Lord, to have perspective if we're just inconvenienced by this situation. I pray, O Lord, for a breakthrough for the vaccine. Bless the health workers that are on the front lines. Be with them. Reveal yourself to the world through this pandemic. Be glorified in it. And the church said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Dardian, for your inspiring message. I'm going to hand over now to Nicola, who's going to close the service with a benediction. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Pastor Martin, thank you for the prayer, and Brother Dardian, thank you for sharing the wonderful message. For the end, I want to close with a benediction, reading from the Word of God. It's in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the last words. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. See you next Sunday, and God bless you.